Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Gracie Jane Sinclair is still with us here. We were talking about, you just won a big award show. Explain that.
I don't know that we even believe it's real yet. It's been a couple days, still has not sunk in. But yeah, we did just win Battle of the Bands for the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic and Mohegan, Pennsylvania. So it's just been crazy. We took home the audience prize, so the audience voted for us, and we also won the grand prize. So the panel of judges picked us, and that means in 2027 we are going to get to play a show with the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic Orchestra.
And that's it's so your cool. music they're going to be performing,
music.
Right?
Yes. We had to compete with two of our original songs, and so now we're going to get to do a whole set of original music and some cover songs if we choose, but it just, like I said, it feels not real, I think.
Mm-hmm. You do some covers in there?
I think we will.
Yeah,
only
I think
because
you
there are some covers that truly cannot be done correctly with a certain piece band.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have an orchestra, you have everything at your fingertips.
Right.
So there are some songs that we've all, like one of my favorite songs of all time is I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And you just can't perform that with a five-piece band.
Wait, like, that one, it was a hit too there.
I always love that song.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's ridiculous. And I think as like a small town artist, like we feel very lucky to have done as much as we've done. But something like this is just so life-changing and career-changing that we can't even wrap our minds around it. Like, we're so thrilled, but like, it's our original music, so we don't even, like, that's just such an honor in itself, you know?
We've seen them perform Northeast PA Philharmonic, and it is a huge amount of people that
so
make that incredible sound all come together. And then for you, just to feel like, wow, they're learning my songs.
That's what I said.
A show.
Even we were talking to some people from the Philharmonic after we had won, and they just told us how excited they were to play our music. And hearing that from trained professionals, like, I don't even think of myself as a trained professional. Like, I just do it. And mm-hmm. I'm lucky, and I sing, and I love it so much, and I'm so grateful, and I'm passionate. But to hear that our originals are good enough, like, it gives you that sense of security, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're a songwriter, you're never really sure how people view your original music, but something like that really, it changes things for you. And I'm so honored. The whole band is honored. We all can't wait. We're like already getting started, getting ready to prepare some music. So.
Who writes most of your, is that you?
I write everything. So some people do it different ways. Like, everybody has their own style of writing, but I write the lyrics, I write the melody, and I write the bass of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I send over a guitar track and a vocal track. And I tell my band, I trust you guys, I love you guys, add whatever pieces you feel are right. We're going to come in for a rehearsal. We're all going to play it together, piece together what we've all written on our own time. And depending how it is, we'll change small pieces. There have been a couple times where we've played it together and I look at everyone and I say, don't change a thing. Somehow all of our pieces miraculously fit together.
Yeah, come together, yeah.
Sometimes we're like, all right, we're going to change a couple things here, but it's never major. Like, we all read each other's minds at this point. So I love doing it that way because we all trust each other and we all listen to each other. Some people write in different ways, but we love to do it that way. I think it's really honest.
This is Gracie Jane Sinclair in with us this morning. We were talking about, and this was off the air before we went on before, and talking about, you know, your voice and what can happen that you need to have your voice ready.
Yeah.
Because people, they're paying to see you and they want the voice to be right.
I was telling
you a story that backstage one time, Tim McGraw was back there and I always thought everything was sprays and teas and all these things. And he said, no, I eat a little bag of Lay's potato chips right before I go on. And you said that's the big secret, right?
I don't do it all the time. I only do it if I'm sick or I'm vocally having a not great day. But the oils in the potato chip, like, they're so greasy that somehow it coats your throat and it makes for a great performance.
And you said it has to be that one, right?
Yeah, it has to be Lay's. I don't trust anything else. That and menthol cough drops, truthfully, that's the secret. Like, some people do the teas and they warm up. I'm terrible. I shouldn't even be allowed to be a singer. And I shouldn't even be allowed to say this because I cheat and I'm so, I shouldn't do it. But I drink some water and I have my Lay's chips and my cough drops. And I'm like, all right, we're good to go. Let's throw the Celine Dion on and just start singing.
Let's bring it on. All right, Chewy. What else you got there, buddy?
What I'm so shocked about is that there's chips that are not as greasy as Lay's. And now I could say that I have to eat Lay's chips before every time I go on the radio because it's going to help my voice.
It's a great excuse, isn't it?
I'm on this diet, Gracie. I'm dying right now.
Okay.
And I'm so hungry, and I can now eat Lay's potato
just
chips
like,
every day.
I have to do it for my job.
Exactly.
There's a photo of me laying down sideways on a couch in a green room before a show, and my shoes are off, and I'm sideways, and I'm weird, and I'm eating Lay's potato chips.
That's going
to
be me.
Get you ready.
Yep. I'm going to recreate that photo.
Well, all right. I'm going to send it to you. I'd like to see it.
Instrumentally challenged. Actually, I don't mean it that way. I mean, you're good at instruments. For example, play Gracie's clip one more time here. I know it's early, Gracie, and I know you don't have chips. Is there a way you can sort of mimic singing that a little bit, and he's going to join you with a chanter?
Sure. I don't know that I'm going to be able to get through it because I already think I'm going to laugh at whatever you are about to do. Ready?
Yeah.
Honey, you're dangerous the way for me.
Do you have room in your band for a chanter player?
You know what? I actually think I need to quit right now. We always say, if I ever need to leave, it's just going to be and the band. Because we're Gracie, Jane Sinclair and the band. So I think it needs to be Chewy and the band. I don't know. I can't even sing because I felt bad singing because I was just taking away from all that. It's just, it's not even right.
All I'm saying is imagine this. Ready, Doc? Make sure Vox Pro's up. Just listen to this. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
And this is going to help.
Okay.
I hear it.
Wait till that long note. Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, we were talking about the jazzy, raspy Chris Stapleton sound.
There it is.
And I think he's Chris Stapleton on the chanter.
Did you practice that beforehand or that was you just...
No,
I could pick it up.
Wow, you just knew that by ear. I'm honored.
And that's the way it is. Like you said, it comes natural.
Yeah.
That comes natural to him.
It just came so natural to you.
Just oozes right out of the chant.
That is something I never thought I'd see. And...
Hopefully never see it.
I wasn't going to say it.
All right,
I'm going to call you up. If you come out to a show, you're coming up on stage. You better bring that.
I carry it around everywhere I go.
Good. Right. Well, I'll see you at our next show. See you there.
Because you never know when someone's going to say, play us a song on the chanter.
Yep, please do.
What a fun day around here. We got Gracie, Jane Sinclair with us. Hanging out in the morning. We learned about potato chips, what it does for your voice. You want some potato chips now?
I do. I'm starving for potato chips.
I'm kind of hungry for potato chips now, for sure.
See, this is something we should have thought about beforehand. You're even the one that brought up the potato chip idea, Doc Medic.
The Battle of the Bands, you won that. You're going to play with the Northeast PA Philharmonic, a full concert.
Yes.
That you're putting together.
Crazy.
That's pretty cool. You got a new song out. That's pretty cool. But Chewy needs advice.
I do need advice. All right.
Tell me.
So, I mean, you're a talented musician, a talented performer. I felt like you laughed at my chanter playing.
Oh, I was just really intimidated because truthfully, you're so good. And like I said, I really felt like I was taking away from your performance. And like, I get intimidated when people are better than me.
Okay,
so it was just, I was really stressed.
The
honestly,
way I'm reading into this is you want him to play another song right now. Right?
I do. Yeah. I would love that.
All right. What
deeply.
Do you want? What song do you want me
to
play?
Well, you did Charlie Daniels, right? You did.
Well, that's on my fiddle.
Oh, that's okay.
A chanter.
I think you could do it on the, you're so good that I feel you could do it on the chanter too.
Okay, do you know the Fire in the Mountain Run, Boys Run?
Not really.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
I should, but...
Well, hold on.
Doc, he
I'm not even confident I could sing while you do that.
Doc, why don't you give me the... And you know what, Gracie? You being you know, now even more highly regarded. You can now be our judge.
Okay.
Tell me what I need to do to be better.
Yes. Okay.
Doc,
take lessons. What?
Doc, you give me the, you know, Fire in the Mountain, Run Boys Run, Devils in the House and the Rise. You give me that. Ready?
All right. Ready? Fire in the Mountain, Run Boys Run. Devils in the House of the Rising Sun. All right, now you can stop. You can stop. You don't want to tease the audience to where they keep coming back and wanting more.
What do I need to do to get better? Because I think it sounds pretty good.
Wow. I'm speechless. I'm speechless on the radio. Well,
thank you.
Yes, thank anytime. You. It's crazy that this is Froggy 101 because right. That did kind of sound like a frog a little bit.
A little bit.
A little.
That's what I was going for.
In a great way.
Tracy, in all your years of listening to the chanter being played, nobody plays the chanter
like him. No one. In all my years that I've heard that, it's never been so good.
Never been like
never
that.
Never been
yeah.
like that.
I feel like you're gassing me up, and I don't know if I like that or I don't like that, but I'm here for it.
No, and you know what? We're just going to keep it at that. It was so good. I have nothing else to say.
I think you leave it at that. It's a piece of art. It's a piece of something. And then you do whatever you must.
I can't wait to go back to this interview and listen to it again. That's what I'm looking forward to.
When I'm playing this.
You're all alone on that one, Gracie. Yeah.
Thanks.
Nobody does radio like this. Nobody. And there's a reason for that. We've got Gracie Jane Sinclair with us here. And this is going to kind of get you ready for working with the Northeast PA Philharmonic.
I think so. I think this is going to be a really, really close second to that. I think this is really going to get me prepared.
So we have the toy piano in front of you right now. Let me just make sure the mic's picking everything up.
Okay, let's hear.
All right.
That's good.
There are like 7 keys on it.
So. It's not a lot to work with.
No, not really.
All right. Chewy has changed instruments. I know you all love the chanter, but we have a few sitting back in the office. This is, you found this from Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, I did. Somebody Mountaintop was getting rid of this. It's a nice, beautiful child's fiddle violin. It's down to 2 strings. I don't know. I just tried to like hit a note. I don't think it's going to play.
I have a question. Maybe you know. Do you have a violin in your bed or a fiddle in yours?
I don't, but I know it's not supposed to sound like
somebody's
that.
Somebody's available.
Let me tighten this string really quick.
Oh, yeah. Watch your eyes. Okay. You don't know. Everybody stand back. Yeah. Bing.
Okay, there
you
we go.
You might be loosening it, but we'll see.
I think it's tightening.
I mean,
that's not even the right string.
That's
not even the right knob.
How many strings is it supposed to have?
I think 4. There's down
now
to one
down
string.
Yeah, you're down 1.
down to 1 string.
I lost a screw, too. Where did that screw come from? Oh, well, let's try playing. I'm down to 1 string.
I mean, I was going to say you can always switch back to our favorite instrument if needed. I mean, all right.
I think
ready?
We're good.
I think we're I'm ready. Let's count us down.
Is that what? Does the song have a name?
Perfection.
It's called Down to 1 String.
Down to 1 String.
All right, ready?
Story of my life. Let's hear it.
Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow. Down one
that's
string.
That's really good.
That's all I was.
See,
that's
I thought you were supposed to do vocals there.
I couldn't think of any down to one string type vocal. Down to 1 string. That's all I do. By the way, this trio is available for any event you may have.
Any booking. We're prepared. Yes. We're ready.
Weddings.
We're very practiced.
Let us know.
Yep.
All right. 9:50. Crazy thing. Excuse me. I need some potato
some
chips.
Some potato chips.
Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me as always. Anytime.
Yep. You come back soon.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.